Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it is on many levels. Larry Richard with the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, in studio every Wednesday at our 7 o'clock hour. And a lot of good news to share today.
There sure is. Budgets on the federal and state level, which is very helpful. It was great to hear Senator Costa, and I know he worked very, very hard on that, as many of them did on that process. And then, of course, for us locally, the big news, the airport, after a decade of working on it, here we are next Tuesday.
And this is something that you personally have been working on for how many years?
Probably the whole time. Up until I left office, and still a little bit of help in my new position. But when we planned this way back when the new director came in, Christina and her team, and we kind of came to the acknowledgement finally that we weren't going to be a hub. We had lost a hub 10 years earlier, and it wasn't coming back. We tried everything we could. So if we're going to be an O&D airport like many airports are, mid-size, let's make it right, and let's make it work for Pittsburgh. And the design, the work, the outreach to community groups, on and on and on. What do Pittsburghers like? We made this airport for us. And that's going to be a big difference over what we had 30 years ago.
So overnight, Monday into Tuesday next week, and you had told me before, once this transition is made, there's no going back.
You don't go back. That's exactly right. So if you're taking a flight this week, it's going to be the last time you ride the train. Probably the last time you take the walking sidewalk, unless you're going to the hotel. But for flights, it's gonna change immensely. And you're right. There's gonna be the last flight will be, I think it's 12:30 Monday night into Tuesday morning, arriving into Pittsburgh, and then the switchover occurs overnight, and then the 5 o'clock flight that's leaving Tuesday morning will be the first flight in the new airport.
And thank you. And Christina Kasotis, I'm going to be broadcasting that morning from Cafe Conmigo, right in the center, as I understand, which is right before TSA. So arriving flights come out, people departing are on two different levels, so yes. Which really makes it streamlined.
It does. It's very helpful in many ways. And, you know, obviously, people probably know you were there broadcasting the first time 33 years ago now? Is it 92?
It was in October that year.
Okay.
And then we had our RV, which was called the Rainbow Machine, a mobile studio, and the late Fred Hansberger and I sat there with the ceremonial opening, and then, of course, it was actually happening, and we had late Tom Forrester, who was one of the back when they had three
county commissioners, different time, yes.
Yeah.
Different government.
And, you know, it was fun to be a part of something that big, that new. And I can't believe I'm still here at KDKA, and we're going to do the same thing, and it's going to take us to the next generation.
Well, it was a big deal at the time, and Commissioner Forster and his team put a deal together to get U.S. Air, at the time, their corporate headquarters here in Pittsburgh. And it created, I think it was like 15,000 jobs that were working in and around with operations, maintenance, all the various jobs that came about. But in doing that, we built the airport for U.S. Air, for the connecting passengers. So when we were dealing with 20 million passengers a year, about 14 million of those were people that never got to downtown or never saw Pittsburgh. They were just connecting from one city to another. We still had about 5 or 6 million O&D passengers, but it wasn't built for Pittsburgh. It was built for the corporate headquarters.
And that's why they built that mall inside, basically, was if you're not leaving, you could shop. And presumably then when 9/11 happened and the change for security, it kind of was on the curve of making that obsolete in its original intent.
It did. And then 10 years later, after it's built in the early 90s, after 9/11, U.S. Air was going through a bankruptcy that allowed them to get out of their lease. So the payments they were making were not going to occur, but the payments still had to be made. 30 years of a mortgage. Like, think about when you buy a house. You lose your job 10 years into your mortgage payment. You still have to make that mortgage payment. So we had to come up with a lot of strategies to figure out. And quite frankly, natural gas and Christina Cassotis made a big deal in turning things around.
Well, excited. And we're going to get into a lot of details, obviously. Make sure you tune in Tuesday. We'll also be able to show you with our live stream some of the amenities and looking forward to that. Coming up, speaking of commissioners, we're going to talk to a commissioner. It's got a lot going on, too.
Yeah, one of the things that's happening next year, we haven't talked about it a lot, but next year is the 250th anniversary of this republic, the United States of America. And we've been doing things around this state, PA 250, in commemorating this. And in all 67 counties, there are going to be these commemorative bells, I guess maybe replicating the Liberty Bell or whatever, to celebrate this time. And one of the first ones that's going to happen is in Armstrong County. This Friday, they're going to have a special ceremony. We're going to hear from Commissioner John Strait, who's been involved, and his wife is also very much involved, an artist, in this process. So as we roll into July 4th of next year, it's going to be a big celebration.
Coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And along with everything else we got going on, Rich, you mentioned the 250th birthday of America is next summer. But there's a whole process in the state of Pennsylvania, since we are the home of liberty, and we'll be celebrating in all the counties.
There's been a lot of work that's actually been going into this for probably the last 5 years, very much bipartisan. You'd have former Governor Tom Corbett, I know, has been involved in this, along with the current governor, Governor Wolf, Senator Casey, again, both sides of the aisle, to celebrate the 250th anniversary of America and Pennsylvania being so instrumental in the Revolutionary War and all those kind of things. There's a process called Bells Across PA, where we're going to celebrate this America 250 PA. And in all 67 counties, artists, local artists have come together to produce these bells that are going to signify our birth. And what we have today joining us is Armstrong County Commissioner, Chairman of the County Commissioner, John Strait. They're going to be opening and having a celebration this Friday to commemorate that. And one of the artists who actually did that work is John's wife, Kathy. Commissioner, first of all, congratulations. We're excited about what's going to be happening this Friday. And tell us a little bit about how this came about.
Good morning, fellas. How it came about is, it's been in the process before I took office. So the Bells Across PA, we found out about it with about a year ago. And so all 67 counties, and I guess all counties across the nation, have the opportunity to purchase a bell, have it painted by local artists from their area. and it commemorates the history of so ours is on the history of Armstrong County, and then it's a hands-on type of an event where folks can travel to all the bells that are in the county. It's going to be more or less, it's going to be like on a trail to go and be able to see the bells that everybody has done.
So are any of them, you guys are going to be celebrating this on Friday, and what time will that be and where will that be? And have other counties begun to do this process, or are you guys one of the first ones in Armstrong County?
It has started. A lot of the counties out east have already unveiled their bells. I'm not sure how many in Southwest Pennsylvania, but we actually, I believe, are early in the process of being able to unveil our bell. That'll be at 1 o'clock on Friday. Actually, it's going to be at the our historical museum in Armstrong County, which sits in Katanning, and that's where the bell will be permanently on display for folks to be able to see it.
So you're saying that so people can travel around and see these bells going from county to county to see. Again, some of the history of each county and how each county participated 250 years ago and through the process of us becoming a nation. That's really exciting. And I also want to invite the artist. And can you introduce the artist who in Armstrong County was doing all this work?
I can. So that's my wife, Kathy, who's been an artist basically her entire life. And she was vetted down. I believe there were 6 or 7 artists from my area that were chosen, and then she was picked out of those 6 or 7 from our area. So I have Kathy with me this morning. If you want to ask her more questions on the bell and what she did, feel free to do so.
Well, Kathy, if you can join us and tell us, how long did it take you to do this, and how did you come about this process and being part of the Bells Across PA 250?
Well, the Armstrong County Arts Council was instrumental in getting this whole process together, and they ended up, they were private sponsors or, you know, business sponsors that did that, and we have 6 sponsors who agreed to each pay their part to have this process happen, and they were giving a list of, I think there were 5 or 6 artists that they were giving a list of, and then that was passed around in a polling, and they picked which one that they preferred to have it done. So that's how I got involved through the Arts Council and got the opportunity to paint the bell, which was quite an honor to be allowed to do that. And really a history lesson on our county for me, because I had a lot of research to do.
It'll be interesting as we approach July of next year and learn, even, you know, I'm sure for a lot of us, we'll be learning about how Pennsylvania and how each county, you know, kind of participated in the birth of this nation and sending people to Philadelphia, to Independence Hall, all those kind of things. So, well, congratulations. This is a wonderful honor, and we're really looking forward to seeing these various county bells in the history of each county.
Thank you. It's interesting for me. There is a Facebook page where they post them, and it is interesting to me to see, you know, each one as they post it and the different artists' take on it.
And I do know your artwork, because I remember going to the county fair and all the great work you did there. So your artistic talents are very helpful for all of us in southwestern Pennsylvania, certainly here in Armstrong County. So, Commissioner, congratulations. Everyone's looking forward to Friday and then, you know, being able to celebrate this over the coming months.
Well, thank you so much. We have several of the news channels coming up to be there when we unveil it. So for your listeners, I'm sure they'll be able to get a glimpse of what's been done. And actually, you need to look at the bell. It's like a lot of things. The camera doesn't do the justice of the actual depth and the quality of the artwork. So we encourage folks to travel up to see us.
This will be quite a history lesson for all of us over the coming months. Thank you.
Thanks, Commissioner, and your wife. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Commissioner John Strait from Armstrong County. For those that don't know, that's north of Allegheny County and the Katanning River.
Right up 28, about a half an hour outside of downtown Pittsburgh. So
you know what? That 28, you can actually get to Katanning pretty quick.
It's quick. I mean, our office is in the Strip District. The commissioners say they can be at our office in 20 minutes
for right, getting right off the 31st Street Bridge and getting right into the strip. So they have opened up 28. You got to give PennDOT. I know you had the PennDOT director. They did a lot of good work to make sure that that goes much more smoothly than it did before.
Yeah, and one thing I have noticed, and maybe you...
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You have too, though, overall, just a lot more traffic. I mean, more people are moving about, especially in the rush hours, morning and afternoon.
I agree. And I think it's probably indicating of vibrancy and growth and economic growth.
All right. Coming up, we're also going to introduce you to someone who's stepping down soon after serving the city for a long, long time. Shall we continue our conversation? Rich Fitzgerald in studio. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission with a very special guest.
Yes, and it's with a heavy heart that we are going to be saying goodbye to a really great public servant, City Councilwoman Teresa Kiel Smith, finishing up her fourth term. I got elected first in 2009, and I got to serve with this woman as county executive. And I will tell you, one of the hardest working elected officials you would ever see. She decided not to run again. She's leaving on her own, because I'll tell you, nobody would have beat her. She could have kept winning probably forever and all the great work that she does. But as we're coming to the end next month, and we say goodbye to Teresa Kiel Smith, I wanted to bring her on and thank her publicly for all the great work that she has done. And, Councilwoman, how are you? How are you approaching the final days of your tremendous years in City Council?
Well, I'm sure you know, with a gazillion emotions, and also trying to prepare for a smooth transition, so that the district doesn't miss anything. So, a few things that we're working on still to wrap up too, work projects that we've been working on, including the trolley trail that we've been working on for almost 20 years. Repurposing an old trolley line. And so there's quite a few things that we're wrapping up and moving forward.
I think people may not realize some of these projects do, and we're talking about the airport today, a 10-year project. These projects take a long time, and when you're in government for a short period of time, and even 16 years is a long, but it's still a short period of time over the arc of history, and what you've been able to do to work and your transition to the woman who's going to take over in District 2 and the work you've done. I think of Pittsburgh Musical Theater and some of the development you've been doing in Sheridan and the improvement of the parks, and also serving a couple of terms as council president, keeping everybody, you know, together in moving the city forward. So give me some of the things you're most proud of in your 16 years as city councilwoman.
Well, first, let me say I've also had the honor of working with you and learning a lot from you. And you worked extremely hard. So you've done a great job, you know, as well. So I'm very grateful to have learned and have been had the opportunity to have been able to work with you. So I want to make sure I say that because I learned a lot. But I think that there's, you know, we repurposed 10 closed buildings, church, big, large buildings, schools, church buildings, and all are almost all of them. It was the help of you. I don't know if you remember, you helped me bring the Pittsburgh Spice Company from the Strip District over to a vacant school in Crafton Heights. And that was your help with getting funding. You helped us with the RIDC Park, which is still moving, having some projects moved in, like Ferguson. And because of that, we were able to build. We worked together to make sure that we also got funding for the and helped to get the Cedarwood Homes, the only patio homes for seniors in the city of Pittsburgh, built in Ferrywood too. So there's just a lot of things that we've done over the years. I mean, in 17 years, most of it has been focused on housing because when I was first elected, they were hit so hard with the mortgage foreclosure crisis. And I think there was over 400 vacant homes in one neighborhood. Now we have 23 neighborhoods. So there's a lot to work on.
That's right. You did come in during the housing crisis, and you're exactly right. And one of the things you've been able to do, Councilwoman, is really bring a lot of those resources and a lot of attention to a part of the city that doesn't get the attention that, say, Oakland or the Eastern neighborhoods or Bakery Square with the universities sometimes you get neglected in the West End and Sheridan and Chartiers and some of those neighborhoods.
Right. And we don't begrudge any of those neighborhoods if it's anything. My family was from Raleigh Avenue in the Hill before they tore down the arena, you know, the home with the arena, for the arena. And then they moved to Fifth Avenue in Oakland, where I was born and raised. And so we don't begrudge those neighborhoods anything, but we just want our piece of the pie as well. And I think we're starting to see a lot of that, and with your help and Bill Peduto's help and Luke Ravenstall's help with some of the things, because he was only there for a short time while I was there. But we managed to get a lot of things done. And we're still moving forward on a lot of other additional projects. And I think it's more what I stopped than what I've done that has been the most difficult things to make sure that we're protecting our neighborhoods and preserving, you know, great neighborhoods.
The one thing I can tell you, Councilwoman, that I always appreciated about you is your level of collaboration. You worked with all the elected officials, certainly Senator Fontana and Councilman Coghill and Representative DC and some of the folks who represented those areas, in addition to the mayors and the county executives who served during the time that you were there. I assume there's a little bit of mixed emotions because I'm sure you're excited about a new administration getting ready to start in January, and you'll be stepping aside right as that occurs.
Right. But I think Kim, you know, was my chief of staff for 17 years. She, you know, she's worked really hard for this community for a lot of years. And I think she's going to have the opportunity to be in the lead. Somebody said, well, she's now going to be the boss. And I said, she always was. I think that she's going to be amazing. And I'm happy and excited for her and what she's going to do in the future. And I think and I hope everything that happens in District 2 is all positive. And in the city of Pittsburgh, I wish them nothing but the best. You know, you always want to see whoever comes next succeed because you don't want to see your district or the city fail in any fashion. So for me, I'm eager to see what they have in store. But and I hope they keep some of the initiatives going that we started. You know, I started the citywide grass cutting program, the e-recycling program, the anti-litter campaign, the cleaning leave. There's a lot of things we worked on that I think would be beneficial if they were funded right and staffed right and directed right. So I think that I'm hoping that they keep some of those things going. And I'm eager to see what happens with public safety. That was one of the key things that I cared most about with the mayor's race, is that we're not doing the same things. We're doing something different. So I'm hoping they move that forward in a positive way.
Well, appreciate your service to the community, our city, and thank you, and wish you all the best in the future. What are you going to do, Teresa?
Everybody keeps saying, what are you going to do next? I said, well, I'm going to be 67. I didn't know I was supposed to get a job at 67.
We know Teresa, she's not somebody that can sit idle. She's always working. She's always in the middle of something positive and improving her community. And as you go over this last month and a half, and you get your accolades, and you deserve them very much for the great work that you've done, I hope you really soak it in and enjoy and be able to reflect on the great work that you've done. And you've also set a great example for other elected officials in this region. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service, too. And thank you for having me on the show.
You Thanks. Got it. Teresa Kell Smith, 4 terms, Pittsburgh City Council.
The state Senate is set to vote today on a budget compromise with House members on their way back to Harrisburg.
Early this morning, late last night, we were in session. But listen, we're ready to go and wrap things up by the end of the day.
That is the voice of State Senator Jay Costa. And it's been a long time coming, Rich, but finally, and coincidentally, on the same day, we may get the same outcome at the federal level. But what does this mean at the state in terms of getting the funding needed for the region?
Well, for school districts and counties, they rely way more on state funding than they typically do on federal funding. So it's important. And you could hear in Senator Costa's voice, he's excited or happy to reach that compromise. And I know Senator Costa and his leadership had a lot to do with us finally getting here.
A key House committee in Washington advanced the Senate-passed funding bill overnight. All Republicans in favor, all Democrats opposed. Here's Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole during the session.
All the difficulty Americans have endured in these past 6 weeks could have and should have been avoided.
Well, we hear that theme a lot, and we'll see how it resonates down the road. But in the meantime, I think people are glad to get beyond this, especially if you have to travel by air by Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And again, it was hitting a lot of people who were working without getting paid, doing great work. And I want to credit our TSA, local TSA, and air traffic controllers. They showed up for work every day in Pittsburgh. We didn't experience some of the problems that happened in other parts of the country.
After Aaron Rodgers' poor performance against the Chargers, Mike Tomlin was asked this question during yesterday's media session.
Are there any long-term concerns of things that have been recurring with him specifically in that game, or is it just an off night?
I'm not going to chalk it up to an off night, but there are no long-term concerns.
Oh, man, I love it. It's a fine line between drinking wine and smashing grapes. Bottom line is they've got to win against Cincinnati to keep their lead in the AFC North and to move a step closer to the playoffs, but it was disappointing the way they played on Sunday night.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. This is truly one of those must-win games with playing the Bengals this week.
You know, it's hard to know which team's going to show up, guys.
Yeah, good point.
And while we're talking sports, just a footnote, first ever games in Sweden for the Penguins. These are regular season games. The NHL calls it their global series, and they'll have a game that air 2 p.m. Friday afternoon and 9 a.m. on Sunday with the Nashville Predators. So that's really rare and a first. And then they have the Olympic break. So no All-Star weekend. They're going to break and then play in the Winter Olympics.
And don't forget, Paul Skeens finds out tonight if he's the winner of the National League Cy Young Award.
Yeah, so a lot going on in sports. Thank you, Paul. And that said, Rich, final word from you, getting ready for Tuesday.
Finally here. We're excited about this, and this is a big step forward that for the next 30, 40 years, we're going to have this airport that is really made for Pittsburghers. It was built by Pittsburghers with Pittsburgh steel, with Pittsburgh materials. I think over 90% of the workers were from southwestern Pennsylvania, and 90% of the purchasing was done here. So this is our airport that we really haven't had since the old Greater Pitt.
And I have a list of businesses that are very grateful. These are local businesses that were purposefully given an opportunity to be in the new airport, like Minio's, just as one example. Cafe Conmigo, which we'll be broadcasting live from on Tuesday. We thank Derek Davies for that. And I want to thank Bob Kerlick, who's been our connection and his help along the way.
Bob's been a tremendous asset since he's been there almost a decade. And this had an economic impact of about $2.5 billion during the construction. And again, the amount of workers that got trained and worked and built this, there's a lot of pride that people can have in this airport that built it.
Well, good, because we're going to need them for all these other projects they're going to be starting up around the region.
We absolutely are. They're going to a lot of people doing data centers and other things over the next 5 to 10 years.
Rich, thank you as always, and I'll see you at the new airport Tuesday.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface
in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.